And we're live.
Welcome to Kansas City on a Monday morning. Been a while. Music is secondhand news. You don't need music. You just need the sounds of my voice and Mac Morey's voice as we pound away on the this Monday morning. How you doing? Cannot wait. Hope you had a good holiday. Hope everybody was doing okay. Hope everybody's safe. R.I.P. Jimmy Carter. Not sure how he made the rundown, but he did.
He did. Triple digits get you in the rundown.
That's right. He's 100.
100 years old, man.
Wow.
What is good to see you, Dusty, by the way.
You as well.
Good to be back, brother.
How was the holiday?
It was great, man.
Yeah?
It was great. Glad to be back, though. One seed secured? Are you kidding me? Best Christmas gift in the world. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, you're expecting?
Oh, okay. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. One seed secured. I didn't know where we were going with that. No, I hear what you're saying. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, we're with you all day today. And then, kind of weird, off tomorrow and Wednesday for the new year. And then the band's back together moving forward Thursday, Friday. And then everything's, I think, from what I know, is back to normal on Monday next week. Where I do want to have fun to start this show today. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to probably be upset with me because I'm going to have my bias bleed a little bit more. I'm going to have things that are going to be, you know, whatever. Dusty, stop. We know this. Not everybody apparently knows this, right? Because all year long, I don't know if they've shown me enough. I don't know if this team can get it done. This team is questionable. This team doesn't necessarily do things that they've done in the past. You're right. Like, go 15-1. Next game is Saturday at 3:25 against Denver Broncos. Irrelevant. How you doing? But this is more so of an opening segment because, again, been bottled up 4 days. Haven't been able to rip any takes. Had to sit back and watch. Watch Christmas Day. Watched three games in 11 days. 3-0. Ain't done. Patrick Mahomes in those three games. 6 touchdowns. No interceptions. Sacked only once. Ain't done. Number one seed. Back in Arrowhead for the annual Arrowhead Invitational, as some people might say. The route to the Super Bowl in the AFC side of things now, again, goes through Kansas City. And yet there's these people all year long. And I've seen them all. Right? No hiding my schedule. I'm out of here by 11 o'clock. I get home, TV goes on, pop around to see what everybody's saying. And I've watched the list, the power rankings, whatever those mean. I've watched Good Morning Football. Buffalo just seems to be the team this year. This team is scary. Baltimore's got the offense. Kansas City's 15-1. Peter Schrager and his cupcake takes. Man, this is a year. I don't know. They just seem a little, you know, a little shaky. They seem a little bored. And then Thursday, December 26th, everybody regresses and just says to themselves, we should have known all along. At what point, I guess 15-1, securing the number one seed in the AFC, having the best record in the NFL, that was okay. That was the final one. Then you could be like, okay. Now I won't do it. At least Kyle Brandt, 2 years ago, came out and said, I'll never do it again. I'm done being this guy. I'm done going against the Chiefs. I'm not going to do it anymore. I admit I was wrong. Nobody else will do that. A lot of people last year, after they won the Super Bowl, even said, I'm done doing it. I'm not counting this team out. Mahomes is too good. Andy Reid's too smart. Brett Veach knows how to do everything behind the scenes and get everybody set up for success. I'm done doing it. And then they were 7-0. And then they were 7-1 or whatever it was. Well, they went 10 straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-0. And they lost to Buffalo at Buffalo by 9. They gave up 30 points for the first time in 2 years. And it was like, see, here it is. And it only took 6 weeks later, and everybody was back to saying, well, here we go again. Like, even Big Cat from Barstool, who's funny, who's not a hater really. He's just a hater of the moment because he just knows what greatness and dominance looks like. And he's a Bears fan, so it's tough. Tough for Caleb. But the thing about it is, and this is where I go back to Kyle Brandt, because I go back to when the big Balco story came out. And baseball basically told everybody, your platform, go ahead, let us know. Like, we know. We have the documents of everybody who is on this report. And really, like, two guys came out and said, yeah, Andy Pettit, Jason Giambi. They're like, dude, honestly, you're right. I'll take the 50-game suspension. I definitely juiced. Whatever. And everybody kind of let them go on with their day. But then there was people like A-Rod who just denied it, got caught twice. And now all these people that are out there, right? Greenberg, Rex Ryan, guys that are on the national stage that have all been around football longer than I've been alive all year long. I don't know. And now here we are and you have the opportunity or you can double down and be Terry Bradshaw.
The Chiefs, your number one team in the AFC right now?
They're not going to win three in a row, but...
What do you mean?
Why am I upsetting everybody?
No, you're not.
I don't want to know when
Terry, it's never been done.
That's one of the reasons. I just think, though, you see how quick they're getting rid of the ball now? See how quick.
That's what I say, Xavier Worthy, I just think
if they're going to load up against a team like Buffalo, they're going to load up against a team like Baltimore, and those are the two teams that can beat them, and I think it's going to happen. I think one of them's going to take, even though it would be in Kansas City.
Sounds like you're not really sure what you're talking about, which, again, Terry Bradshaw. But, I mean, seriously, like, does he know what load up means? Because when I hear somebody say they're about to load up, it means, like, get ready. And that's the greatest thing about this team right now, is that now, minus Rashee Rice, this is the team that they wanted to have this entire year. And now you have it. And not only that, we know the NFL is about research and study and all that. You have 2 weeks of what they've done with Hollywood Brown, and you think they've shown you everything. They haven't. And they're not like Josh Allen, where they say, we're just holding some stuff back. I don't know. It's crazy because, like, I don't know where. I mean, I can't help people obviously enough, but, like, I don't know where you go at this point. 15-1, number one seed. I told you earlier, 11 teams have at least 10 wins. This is the toughest the NFL's ever been, and the Chiefs cakewalked through it.
6-1 versus playoff teams, 7-1.
That's right.
Yep.
Two teams in that 11-day stretch, playoff teams.
Yep.
But it's Houston, it's Pittsburgh. I don't care.
Smacked them.
They're playoff teams. 6-1, only loss on the road to Buffalo in the regular season. Happens all the time. How's the end of the season happen? I don't know how to help these people.
Add the context of the back-to-back championships with that. This is not the Steelers in 2020 or 2021 who are 11-1, and we all knew, right. Okay, cool. Hodgkins or Duck Hodges or whoever was quarterback isn't going to the Super Bowl. We know that this is fake and this is a facade and these guys are frauds. This is Patrick. This is at worst the third greatest quarterback of all time, with at worst the second greatest coach of all time, coming off of back-to-back Super Bowls. They have found a way. Is it always pretty? Does it matter? No. What's the end result? It is a W every time, but one in a game that seemingly doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
We thought that game was massive. And obviously, it elongated the relevance of the season for the Chiefs in the regular season, made them have to win these last couple of games. But all in all, the game doesn't mean anything there. Doesn't mean jack diddly. Don't care.
No. And that's the thing is, AFC West, what do you want to call it? The second or the third best division of football?
Yeah, one of those two. I'm fine with either.
NFC North is insanely disgustingly awesome.
Yeah, that's one.
Not even close.
It's not even debatable.
AFC North, now that Cincinnati kind of looks like Cincinnati, solid division.
Yep.
AFC West, right? Went undefeated. I don't count this last game, right? Nobody's playing. Some people go, they might play the first half. Not a chance.
No way.
It is the Carson duo.
Yep.
That's what you're going to see. And I'm fine with it because it's Saturday at 3:25. I'll figure something out. But undefeated at home, undefeated against your conference, 6-1 against playoff teams, 15-1, and yet still you have every once in a while have a guy, I don't know if they can beat Buffalo or Baltimore. Now they got to come to Arrowhead in the playoffs. And the next time the Chiefs starters will actually play a game will be January 18th or 19th. 3 weeks. Rested.
That's crazy.
Back together. And don't look now. But pretty sure Jalen Watson had a video of him doing sprints.
Watson! Yeah!
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who might have found his deep ball again?
Whoo.
You know? Not only that, you spearhead two running backs that can go into the playoffs. Pacheco got a little banged up. 3 weeks to rest. Kareem Hunt, rest the body. Defense looks great. Offensive line should have just been Tooney the whole time he left tackle.
That might be the case.
Travis Kelce, last game of the regular season for him. 8 catches, 84 yards, touchdown, ain't done. Gear up. Gear up. Because what we know right now, if it were to end perfectly or go the way it's supposed to go, you would play the winner of Houston, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City, no fear.
Zero.
Houston, brutal right now, right? Tank Dell's out. It's C.J. Stroud's kind of like down year, second year, sophomore slump, whatever you want to call it. And then Buffalo and Baltimore would play each other and just apps. That game will be 44-42. It will be. They'll beat each other up.
Yep.
And then it's like, come on in. Water's warm. Temperature's cold. Have fun. And then what happens? What? They go to New Orleans? They go to Super Bowl? And everybody sits back and goes, are we really going to do this again? Yes, we are. Because you, and you didn't believe it. And here's the toughest the league has ever been, the richest the talent has ever been at the quarterback position, the best I've ever seen coaching in the NFL, and one team stands above them all. And it's the team that's been provenly doing it through year and year and year, yet all these other asshats out here were like, I just haven't seen enough. At what point was enough? 12-1? 13-1? Surely at 14-1 you were there. Oh, 15-1. Locked everything up. Now I believe it.
And it feels like a lot of people are believing, not because they actually feel like they're wrong. They've just been won into submission. The Chiefs have just won everyone into finally submitting. Okay, fine. All right, that's it. I'm done. Not that they're actually going to say, okay, I was wrong. They're just going to say, all right, I can't say anything anymore. You've won too much. I've had multiple Chiefs hater friends finally succumb to the fact that, yep, this team is inevitable. Come like, around January, it heats up, baby. That's
like,
what matters.
It's like the PFT commentator says, they're the thieves of joy.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best team in the land. They've been the best team all year. Whether you want to believe it or not, at the end of the day, you are what your record is. Is that what they say, those old guys used to say on radio? You are what your record are? If he has ears, let them hear. If he has eyes, let them see. 15-1, one seed locked up. Coming up on the other side, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens on Fesco and Dusty on The Fan. We get to our overreaction Monday on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it on a Monday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Stat correction, game Sunday, 325, not Saturday. Sorry, dyslexia 101. It is what it is. Welcome to the real world. Sunday, 325. Why has it got to be 20 degrees? That's the day you go golf. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you. We'll be off Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday as a full show, January 2nd. Chiefs one seed. Last night's game? Yeah. Can we have a little bit of time before we get into overreaction Monday?
Yes, please.
So I was thinking about this last night as I was laying in my bed. And I was thinking to myself, you remember when Green Bay beat New Orleans soundly, shut them out, right?
Yep.
What was the message the next day? Man. Green Bay's tough. That's a team I don't want to play in the playoffs.
Real deal.
Real deal. What happened last night? And then, not only that, they did it against a team like New Orleans, whereas the Chiefs beat the Broncos, will be a playoff team, I believe. I think they will get in, unless Andy really hates him and, like, Carson Wentz has this massive game. I don't know. Denver has to win. Kansas City doesn't care. But you beat your division teams, you win, let alone you win, but you don't prove it enough. Green Bay gets to play at home against the Saints, who have Spencer Rattler, no Chris Olave, no Alvin Kamara, and then get shut out, which, look, I'm not sure going to shut out in the NFL. It's tough, right? Even Baltimore gave up 2 points to Houston. Not a shutout. But everybody was like, man, Green Bay's tough, man. Green Bay, that's a good team. And then they lose last night, and it's like, well, that's a tough environment. That was a playoff game. That was a playoff game. And one team wasn't really there. From the go. Turnovers, big plays. And I know they didn't have, Christian Watson?
They didn't have Christian Watson.
Fair.
Watson!
But still, yes! No, it's still, come on.
So yeah.
Yeah, the rest of your cast of characters, and this is the second time they've played the Vikings, and the second time they've taken, like you said, 2.5, 3 quarters to wake up and actually start playing football.
Yeah. But then the Chiefs, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They seem bored. They don't seem like the Chiefs of old. From the 6-2-0, you've already done an overreaction Monday. Not yet. Not yet.
Not even close.
But we can dive into some overreactions here on a Monday, because I do have a couple. Maybe not the, you know, the classic setup. Look, I'll start this one. And I know Drew Nixon, not up yet. Hasn't had his Code Red mixed with Monster, mixed with Red Bull, with a little red 40 dye. Look, I'm all about standing up for your guy, believing in your team. But I know for a fact that Zach Taylor doesn't believe this.
I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world.
I love Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is awesome. He's got it all. He's Captain Cool. Mm-hmm. He's clutch. He's talented. He's not the best player in the world.
No.
He's one of the best. One of the best. But he's not the best player in the world.
He's not the second best. Yeah.
He's not the third best.
I don't think so.
I would take Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. I stand on business
with
that.
That's fine.
I live in recency bias. But if you told me that this year, four quarterbacks that I had taken that order, those are the four. He's not the best player in the world. Is that an overreaction? No. Are his comments? 1,000%. Look, Cincinnati, man, they're fighting. But if they'd have got the job done with the best player in the world against New England at home in week one, they're not in this situation. They're not. He's not simply the best player in the world. We stay in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, once again, known as the cheapest franchise, is really screwed here.
Yep.
They could have paid Ja'Marr Chase. He said, pay me. He said, I need money. I'm just as good as Justin Jefferson. And they said, well, go prove it. Okay, I'll go win the triple crown. And he's going to. But the energy for him is not there like it was with Cooper Kupp. You had mentioned Cooper Kupp was on the route to a Super Bowl championship that year.
They were a great team. Number one seed.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp's a little bit more likable than Ja'Marr Chase, I think. Yeah. is pretty obvious to say.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
But again, you could have paid Chase. Now you can't.
Now you're screwed.
They did the opposite of what the Royals did. They gave Bobby Witt Jr. a ton of money. And then Bobby Witt Jr. went out there and did this year. If the Royals were like, we're going to wait one more year, that contract would have been a little bit more. Now, I don't know how much more you can get in the Kansas City organization with what Bobby Witt Jr. got, but there'd be more money involved and there'd be other teams that are like, yeah, we'll do it. Not only that, T. Higgins' game was last week. Or it was this week.
Dude, he caught everything, 2 touchdowns.
Saturday night was T. Higgins' showing.
Wide open.
3 touchdowns. Over 100.
Oh, yeah, 3 touchdowns.
Three touchdowns. Over 100. And now, you're definitely going to have to pay Ja'Marr Chase. You have to. The generational talent. That guy, yards after the catch, disgusting.
Yeah.
And now, T. Higgins, who's in the click, because even Burrow is like, both these guys need to be here.
They have the same agent.
For my sake and for your team's sake. You want to keep being the best player in the world? You're going to have to sign T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Unless you can be better without one of those guys, which I think he can still be good. And I don't think Chase is going to go anywhere. I think that's in the contract. That's blood.
Yeah, they have to sign him.
They're not going anywhere. But now you got T. Higgins over here. It's like, ugh, really showed you out. Bengals, tight, money tight franchise. Never spends. Now you have to spend. And you had the opportunity not to. Could have gotten it cheaper. I don't know how much cheaper, but now Ja'Marr Chase, feet on the desk, make my sandwich, clean my house, yeah, and tell me what you're going to pay me.
Exactly.
Have fun with that. That's my overreaction, Cincinnati world.
I mean, yeah, they're paying Burrow a lot. Fair. They should have. They did it. That's great. Ja'Marr Chase, they should have paid him last year, if not 2 years ago. Pay for what you're going to do, not for what you've already done. They know Ja'Marr Chase. They drafted this guy. I don't know why they had to make him prove it out again, and man, ever did he.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be trying to come up with the right word. They're going to be peer pressured into trying to sign T. Higgins. I don't know if that actually football-wise is their best plan of action.
Yeah.
Because that they need an offensive line. They
need a
defense.
If that was Brock Purdy, you have to sign both. It's Joe Burrow, you have to sign one.
Sign one. And you sign his best friend, you sign the best player, and that's Ja'Marr Chase. So, yeah, let T. Higgins walk.
And if he is the best player in the world, he can win with Ja'Marr Chase.
Absolutely.
And he's not winning a lot with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Exactly.
No. Best player in the world.
That's right. You got rid of Tyreek Hill, best player in the world, won two back-to-back Super Bowls, about to win
number three. Number one player in the NFL this year. According to the... I didn't make that up. He was number one.
Yeah, the number four player is 15-1.
Let me ask you this. Do you want Cincinnati to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I've wanted that. I want them to play Buffalo. If they can beat Buffalo, which they have a better chance to me than Denver.
Because they'd be the seventh seed, right?
Yep, they'd be the seventh seed.
Which means if they were to beat Buffalo, they come here for the AFC divisional round game.
And Oh boy. That's what I want. I'm not scared of that Cincinnati team. They beat us 3 years ago, and that team.
Oh, you can run all over them.
Yes, you can do it. You can pass over them. You can run all over them. And frankly, yeah, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, they're great. This defense is Spags, and this defense is too damn good to have those two guys and T. Higgins occasionally and an injured Chase Brown put up 35. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. All right, for me, I wish Bob was here to hear this. Bo Nix.
Oh, he's listening.
Bo Nix is Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr. That's what Bo Nix is.
That's tough with Derek Carr.
He's
He brought him back. He got him to overtime. That was an impressive drive.
It was. It was a very impressive drive.
For a 32-year-old rookie, that was an impressive drive.
Exactly.
He's like Jelly Roll. Best new artist. 40 years old.
40 years old. Yeah, it's just, to me, I guess what I'm saying when I say that is, good quarterback, win you 8, 9, 10, maybe even 11 games, but when you get to the big dance, when you get to that 2 minutes, you're down, you need to beat this good defense. He is not lifting your team up. He is not going to make those plays. Now, he proved me wrong a little bit with that long throw. The rest of his throws were 10 yards or behind the line of scrimmage, but he did make the longest throw the NFL season's seen this year. I just think at the end of the day, this guy's a tier three, low tier two quarterback, and I don't think that wins you a Super Bowl.
Would you feel more comfortable starting a franchise with Brock Purdy or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, I think.
Okay.
I think the athleticism, yeah. I think so. Those guys are very similar tiers. That's a good one. Chiefs, most slept on dynasty ever. Is that an overreaction, Dusty?
I think people would think that we're being biased because it's like, well, what do you mean? It's like, no one believed this team was this good. And I'm not going to shy away from it. This is the most competitive the NFL has ever been. 11 teams with at least 10 wins.
That's insane.
And there's three behind, I think, that have nine.
And so it's going to be 13?
Tampa's 9-7.
Oh, yeah, they're winning next week. They play New Orleans.
Houston's 9-7.
I don't know who they play, but I'm sure an AFC South trash can.
Maybe.
Probably 10 wins.
Right. So then you'd have, there's 13 teams with at least 10 wins.
That's...
The quarterback talent in the NFL has never been better in its entirety, ever. Like, ever.
No.
There's five guys that you would literally be comfortable starting your franchise with. And you'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Isn't that funny, too? Because I feel
more
like more than five, probably 10. We spent the beginning of the season kind of being like, oh, offense is down, quarterback issue, what are we doing? Patience. Listen, there's less preseason. There's less practices. It just takes these guys to get into a rhythm. Here we are in week 15, and we're saying the exact opposite. Offenses, quarterbacks are reaching a new high.
Yeah, there's four teams that are 9-7. Those four are Seattle, eliminated.
Yep.
Tampa Bay, Denver, and Houston.
Well, we know Denver's playing a second-string Chiefs team. Good chance they win. We'll talk about that game more, obviously, throughout the week. The Texans are at the Tennessee Titans. We know that should be a dub. And then what was that third?
Tampa.
Tampa will play the Saints. So that three of those four teams probably end up with 10 wins. Probably. So you're probably going to end up with 14, almost half the league double-digit wins.
That's right.
Jesus. So Chiefs most slept on dynasty ever. You know, to your point, the most competitive this league has ever been. Quarterbacks, coaching, all reaching these all-time highs. Feels like the NFL has this parity level, and meanwhile, the Chiefs are just kind of shooing that all to the side. And yeah, that's all great for you 31 other guys. We're going to be above you in an echelon by ourselves.
Played more games than any team in the last 3 years.
Extra season.
Given up 30 points twice in 2 years.
Yep.
15-1.
Yeah.
11-6. And whatever they were the year before that.
Yeah.
Combine it. Three games in 11 days, went 3-0, beat two playoff teams, one on the road.
It's unreal. And we'll get back to your Burrow thing and your Cincinnati thing. I've got some numbers that I want to talk about just to really show you how good Mahomes is when it matters in the playoffs. I know you guys all know listening, but really, when you look at it, it's actually startling. And then lastly, all of these bad teams that are looking for coaches or are on the fence about whether they're going to keep their guy, I just always look at these, and I know you may disagree a little bit with Chicago specifically, but Mike Vrabel, for all these bad teams to me, is like, yep, that's your first guy. Call him right now. Go get him. Let him reset you up.
Yeah.
Get a culture going. I don't know what you think about that, but I look at all the New England, fire Jerod Mayo. This guy sucks. I know it's been 1 year. You already this guy blows. Get Mike Vrabel in there right now. New Orleans, that's the worst destination. Go get Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans? Oh, wait.
Yeah. That franchise. Man, what a game that was. Mac Jones versus Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't sell you there?
I was driving back from Nashville yesterday listening to some of our friends over. We had Lucas over at 105 Zone, and he was on, and he was his guy who he hosts with Buck was at the game, who covers the Titans now for almost 10 years. Mm. And it's been a rough 10 years. There's been a couple highlights in there for the Titans, right? A one seed, an AFC mm-hmm. championship appearance. But he said this is the game with the least juice he's ever been to. This franchise is the most depressing vibe he's ever been around. So it is rough over
there. You got out of Tennessee at the right time.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. That is an overreaction Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on a Monday. 913-586-7965. From the 816, this is my thing with the Chiefs dynasty. There's no gate, no spy gate, no deflate gate. Just wins. Love that text because that's something Great. That I could honestly piggyback on before I get into the next topic, which is there's really the reason I think that there is maybe people that like sleep on it or hate it is because, you know, once something is pure and people go with it and throw it out there like networks, right? We'll bring up ratings a little bit later on Christmas Day, 24.3 versus 6.4. Sorry, NBA. But like, look, there was none of that. And, you know, you could say, well, they've had issues with players. Sure. Sign every NFL team up. But the thing is, that's what it is. Like, New England, there was at least on paper factual evidence of what this team is doing that's not literally legal. Deflating of footballs, whether it was like by two, you know, PSIs or whatever the hell they measure that in. Air pressure. There was factual evidence that they were spying on other teams' practices. None of that is around this team. They just simply go out there and win. And the thing that's polarizing to me is that if you ever wanted to really get nerded out and listen to every coach's post-game press conference, whether it's a win or a loss, almost like as in Bob would do camp cliches, like you will always hear a coach, like either they win or they lose, and one line that will come out is always, wins are just so tough to get by in this league. That was a really tough win out there that we won, and we're just happy to get the win. The Chiefs did it 15 times, and it wasn't enough until the 15th. It's like if you date a girl, and you go on 6 great dates, and you've proven to her that she can trust you. You've held her hand to the car and opened the door every time. You've called her every morning and said, hey, good morning, how you doing? And she still doesn't want to be in a relationship with you? I don't know what to tell you. And what the Chiefs have done is proven to you all year long, hey, we're here. We're not going anywhere. You can trust me on this. Have we had a little bit of a hiccup in our season? Yeah, but we're okay. I didn't let the flat tire on the way to our dinner date ruin our night. I just put the spare on and kept going and did what I did to get through it. And then eventually I'll get some money, I'll replace the tire, and then we can do something else. That's what the Chiefs have done this year. They've done nothing but prove to you that they're there. They only gave up 30 points once. They went undefeated at home. They went undefeated in their conference. They beat 6 playoff teams. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can trust this guy. I don't know what to tell you. All your buddies are like, hey, man, if she doesn't trust you by now, what do you got to do? Get a ring? Hey, you know, you got to win 3 in a row.
Win 3.
And nobody's ever done it. And what you get sometimes with sports history, we can all know this, not everybody's ready to see it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
No one in the NFL has ever seen a team win 3 consecutive titles. Rarely do you see it in sports. And when it happens, or when it's about to happen, you're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to see that. I want to see this record hold up. Because if the Chiefs don't do it this year, which is a possibility, then does it ever happen? Because you got to win 1, then you got to go back and win 2, and then you got to go 15-1 just to prove that you're damn good.
Exactly.
Mm. Sorry. Another thanks, coach. Undefeated in the division. Undefeated, not the conference. Yeah, sorry. Still, the division. I apologize.
Yeah, 6-0 in the division. Like we mentioned earlier, the second or third best division in football.
I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world.
Joke.
My bad, 816. Please forgive me. Division, not conference. God, how about Drew Lock this weekend?
See this 816?
Mm-hmm.
Unleash the cannon, Giants.
You think Malik Nabers is like, dude, this guy would have been great.
Yeah, this guy gets me.
That's
the ball.
Just Drew Lock, man. He gives you one surprise.
Exactly. Yeah.
The playoff picture is all but set, but one team. Well, there are three teams that can slide into that seventh seed: Miami, Denver, Cincinnati.
Yep. Colts officially knocked out.
Yep. The thing with Cincinnati getting in, lots still has to happen. Denver has to lose. Miami has to lose. Cincinnati gets in. But let's say that the playoffs started this weekend. Buffalo versus Denver is your 2-7 game. Love that game. I really do. Now, Josh Allen will make Bo Nix look stupid.
Bad.
But Denver's defense, I think, can hang in there with Josh Allen. And as we all know, when the playoffs start, the clock gets faster, your process is different, and you see maybe sometimes different athletes show up. And Denver's front line, defensive line, great. Can get Josh Allen, but, you know, Josh Allen, they win that game, obviously. Baltimore and the Chargers, 3-6 game. Love it.
This best game of the first round.
Love that game.
Harbaugh Bowl in the playoffs.
More confidence in the Chargers beating the Ravens or the Broncos beating the Bills?
Chargers beating the Ravens.
Okay. Which means the Chargers would come to Arrowhead.
Love it.
Right? And then the 4-5 game is Houston-Pittsburgh. So let's say perfect scenario, right? All the high seeds win. Buffalo beats Denver. Baltimore beats the Chargers. Houston beats Pittsburgh. Buffalo and Baltimore play each other. That will be one of those games. That'll be one of those, like, grab the 30-pack.
Yep.
On your way over, pick up some, you know, nicotine of some sort. I'm going to need
it. Darts.
And let's go. Edge of the seat. Let's just watch that game.
40-40 overtime.
Beat each other up. They're going to go after it. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are going to play Houston and await the winner of that game. And you're going to get Baltimore, Buffalo, and Arrowhead for the AFC Championship game if that scenario were to work out. Sign me up.
With the Chiefs coming off of one game in a month against a team that just frankly isn't that good.
No, and they beat both those teams already.
Yep.
Like, I think Pittsburgh will be a little bit better. I think T.J. Watt will be more healthier. I think they will, you know, Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin. But again, Mike Tomlin, like 8-11 in the playoffs. And then you got to come back to Arrowhead where you've lost before, but also won with Boswell, different team.
Last time Mike Tomlin won in the playoffs was the 18-16 game against the Chiefs. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I love Tomlin, but yeah, I mean, what have you done for me
and
lately?
And I don't trust Houston to come to Arrowhead in the playoffs with a beat-up roster.
I like, out of all of those teams that you mentioned as far as what I would want for the Chiefs, I mean, Houston's the easiest one to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the easiest scenario.
And the reason for that is you don't want to play a division team three times.
No, you right? don't. You don't.
Not a conference team. Division team.
Division team. Yes. Division team. And, I mean, like you said, Houston's injured. Denver's got more juice right now. Houston, I mean, they are sleepwalking into the four seed, as we said 4 or 5 weeks ago. They honestly shouldn't necessarily be in the playoffs, but because they're in the worst division in football, no hyperbole, that is the worst division in football, they're going to sleepwalk into the division or into the playoffs.
Sign me up for reseeding in the NFL.
I'd love it.
I think if you win your conference, you should be able to, or your division,
yep.
You should get in. I think that's just a rule that you can't change.
Lock it. Yep.
But you shouldn't get a home game if you're 9-8.
Yeah, what?
We can get on that a whole other second. I mean, I can tell you that for a second. Man, reseeding the NFL, sign me up. Wouldn't matter for the Chiefs, though.
No, wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter.
Oh, God.
15-1.
Yeah. Green Bay looked really good against New Orleans. They might be unstoppable. That might be the team to beat. 1 week later, that was a tough game. That was a tough environment. That was a playoff environment. You want to go to Minnesota in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
You want that skull chant in your ear? It's loud. Most false starts in the NFL happen where? Minneapolis.
Yep.
Fact check that. That's true. Heard it last night with my own ears.
Did.
There was a birthday for a former Chief this weekend, and the wheels started spinning about where this person ranks in your all-time list. I am very surprised if any of you have him in your top five. I'll explain on the other side on 913-586-7965. Who are your top five Chiefs of all time? We'll explain who I'm talking about on the other side. At 96.5 The Fan, you're listening to Mac and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Tell him, King George. Just keep on rolling, baby. Keep on rolling. Monday morning. Roll along. You ever heard this bop?
No, I was about to say I like this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This is good.
King George, baby. That was my summer patio song of the year, 2024.
This is perfect summer, chilling.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Keep on rolling, baby.
Love it.
There was a birthday over the weekend. Jamal Charles.
Woo!
Of course, I go beyond the birthday, and I think to myself, now maybe there's a lot of recency bias here because of what this team has done, you know, either slept on or whatever. But I think with Jamal Charles, now, I was your age when he was doing his thing. Like, two and 14 teams? Like, I still believe he has the record for the most yards per average per rush at 5.2 and 5.1 NFL history. Nobody's ever gotten that. And maybe Saquon could beat that this year. I don't know what he's averaging per rush.
Yeah, there's only three guys career to average over 5 yards a carry.
Right. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, if you were to put your top five Chiefs, no coaches, owners, none of that, players, top five of all time, I would bet you that 80% of people would not have Jamal Charles on that list.
Wow.
Because I think Mahomes and Kelsey and Chris Jones are on that list. Yeah. That means there's two more.
Yeah.
You know Derek Thomas is making that list.
Yep.
Which opens up that fifth spot. Now, there's people that have been on this earth longer than you and I, sadly or not, that are like Willie Lanier's on my list.
Of course.
Buck Buchanan, Bobby Bell, Lynn Dawson.
Lynn Dawson, yeah.
John Stenerud probably makes it. He's not a top five. But I would think that you would have Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones, Tony Gonzalez is probably in a lot of people's top five. So I don't know if that's a hot take to say that Jamal Charles is in 90% of people's not top five. But I mean, he's what? Easily in your top 10 of all time?
Has to be.
Right?
And you mentioned the age thing. I think that's probably why, for me, I'm the anomaly here. Jamal Charles is my favorite all-time Chief.
It was awesome.
He was amazing. And I was, you know, you said you were my age, so that means put me at that 14, 15, 16 range. Like, I'm coming into my sports knowledge, finding out everything, trying to just, like a sponge, soak up everything I can. And the one thing I could focus on for the majority of my teenage, prepubescent life was Jamal Charles, man. Just one of the prettiest runners on the football field you've ever seen. It's like he's gliding.
The complete opposite of Isaiah Pacheco.
Exactly.
Like, he would just tiptoe, make you move, make you miss. Whereas Pacheco's like, I'm just going to hit you in the mouth and have fun trying to stop it.
Like, Pacheco's cleats get, you know, as far as they can wedged into the dirt. It felt like Jamal Charles' cleats weren't even, they were barely grazing the tops of those blades of grass. He was just so beautiful. It felt like at any moment's notice, he could put all of his weight onto one, you know, side of his body and then immediately go back. He was extremely agile and fun to watch. And, you know, he didn't even ever really have a great offensive line in front of him, let alone good.
Let alone a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Alex Smith, what, maybe a year?
Two years, maybe a year.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing that, and like, look, people on the text line, Will Shields, Willie Rofe.
Yep.
Screw Tony Gonzalez. He's a Falcon. They didn't use the word screw.
Thank you.
They use a different word that starts with F. Somebody said, I don't know if this is true or not. I assume it is. From day one, six, Saquon's at 5.8 yards per rush this year. That's gross.
Now, that's for one season.
Yeah. This was Jamal's career.
Career. 5.1, 5.2, whatever it was.
Yeah. 5 year career, basically. And then as quick as he was, it was over.
I still remember when he tore his ACL, that non-contact injury. Yeah, I knew it right away.
Was it? Was that in Indianapolis?
I think so.
On the pylon? Or was that Barry? See, no. Eric Berry, another one.
Eric Berry's
probably
a great
one.
Probably
not in the top five of anybody's, but again, I mean, dude, I love Jamal. That was when, like, fantasy really started, like, cooking
fantasy
for me.
Yeah.
And he was on my team for 2 years straight, and that's why I didn't like Thomas Jones.
Yeah.
Because we're still standard. That's how old I am. We didn't know what PPR was. We were standard. we were, you know, Reggie. We didn't get to the good stuff yet. You know, we were separate. We were drafting running backs with our first five picks. Why would you take a receiver in the third round? And Jamal Charles would run for like 140 yards, have like six receptions,
yep,
100 yards, and Thomas Jones would have like what? Four carries, two touchdowns, 10 exactly. yards. He's like, dude, stop.
Damn it.
It's like, how many touchdowns would Saquon Barkley had if Jalen Hurts didn't do the brotherly shove?
He'd maybe be the MVP.
What's Jalen got? 12 touchdowns
yeah,
rushing?
Yeah, I think so.
Something stupid like that? Give Saquon six of those.
Unreal.
We'll get to the Brioche of the Weekend a little bit later on. Don't forget, surprisingly, my Brioche of the Weekend does come from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. Couple players involved.
Okay.
And a fan.
I might know where you're going. Yeah, okay. I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited to hear that. We had a text from the 913. Sad you missed Priest Holmes, man. I still got to see some Priest Holmes. Obviously, I've watched all the clips. But yeah, Priest Holmes, another one that I'm sure enters some top five.
Awesome.
It was great.
Oh, he was awesome.
That's my brother's guy.
That was probably
your age, so yeah, it makes sense.
That's the team that when I watched that from 2000 to like 2003 or whatever it was, or maybe it was 01 to 03, like that team, that's Willie Rofe, Will Shields, mm-hmm. Casey Wegman, Brian Waters, and, you know, all that offensive line. Trent Green was reborn. I'll still never forget when he threw the 99 touchdown pass and then hit him with the "Are you not entertained?" Because the year before it was a little rocky. They were spelling his name T-R-I-N-T, not T-R-E-N-T. And then Tony G's in his prime. Priest Holmes out here doing the you know, right before he scored a touchdown, set the scoring record of touchdowns. And then LaDainian Tomlinson, and then I think Sean Alexander ended up taking it or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, irrelevant, but he had it. God, that team was good. Derek Johnson was on that team. He'll join us at 7:25 as he does on Mondays. We'll take him down memory lane.
He'd be in my top list too.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
There's another, that same era, Jamal Charles.
William Barty.
No. I was going to say, no, that's not entering my.
Is that what it was called? The electric slide?
Wow.
I don't know if that's what it was called, but that was a fun celly. That's for sure. Right before he get in the end zone, And you know what I loved about Priest that you never see anymore, really? He could do the leap into the end zone.
Dude, he was the best.
He was built like a brick, you know what house. Biggest biceps I've ever seen, ever. And with the eye. Saw him at Price Chopper one time, and I was like, can I? And he was like, no, dude, what? I was like, sorry. I was 15 years old.
No.
I mean, some people might have Dante Hall, the text line comes in. Like, top five Chiefs, who are they? Mahomes, Kelce, Jones. We go Derek Thomas for sure. That's four. That means there's one spot open, and you got who next? Do you put Lenny the Great in there because of what he was? Do you put Jamal Charles there at fifth? If I had a gun to my head, I might have to put JC there.
Yeah, for me personally, like that's what I grew up watching. That's who I know. Like if you're old enough to remember Lindahl, completely get that. That makes sense for you. But for me in my life, my experience, yeah, it's Jamal Charles, man. That was great. And a lot of that, like, kids growing up now, obviously Mahomes can be their all-time favorite Chief. That's just, I mean, that's easy.
There's grown men that are going to say that.
Yes, and that's a great answer. That's completely fine. But something that was at least for me special about Jamal Charles, as you mentioned, those were 2-14 teams. There weren't a lot of great players on those teams. Derek Johnson, Jamal Charles, Tom Bahali, to name a few, were just pillars that kind of at least gave you an inkling of hope on Sundays that something good could happen.
Yeah, Jamal Charles was like, I don't know, just such a home run hitter.
Yep.
And one of the most greatest individual games I've ever seen was that game against the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Where there's like reports out there that they were literally telling like screen to the left at the line of scrimmage, like screen to the left, house call. Still the coldest photo I've ever seen. Chiefs, Raiders, Brandon Flowers, football, arms crossed, everybody in the crowd, middle fingers.
Yes.
Like I'm not a big picture guy in the basement. That would be blown up and put on a wall.
100%.
That is, in a nutshell, this year. Now, it's not the
Absolutely.
Raiders, but like that is national media, and then local media is Brandon Flowers.
Yes.
You didn't call it from day one? You sure about that? You sure that's why? Jared Allen's in people's lists.
Oh, yep. Good one.
Somebody says Mahomes, Kelce, Derek Thomas, Tony G, Chris Jones. I think that's probably a generic list that everyone would most likely have.
Yeah.
And I know you can have your opinions on Tony Gonzalez. Paid Travis Kelce's fine, or will. Had the most touchdowns in Chiefs history until this past weekend.
Yep.
And yeah, he had some choice words. But when you put back the, you know, the anger and the hate that he went on and said maybe a line that he shouldn't have said.
That he has since come back and apologized for and kind of walked back. I don't know. I don't have the hard feelings that a lot of people do, that a lot of people harbor towards Tony G. That's just me.
I feel bad. He's been fired from every network. He's simply not good. Man. Somebody says from the 816, I totally have that picture framed in my living room.
Oh, yes.
We're having Thanksgiving at Dave's house. Oh, there's that photo.
There it is. Boom.
Yeah, we ought to get that framed and put it in Kramer's office.
That'd be perfect. That'd be a Raiders fan.
That'd be a hell of a gym prank in the office.
Yeah.
The hell put this in here? I thought everybody was out of town this weekend. Came in on Saturday. Oh, man, that'd be great. Derek Johnson at 725. Coming up on the other side, Andy Reid. I think there might slightly be a chance that he could backdoor cover this coach of the year. I'll explain why, and I'll give you the odds. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.